Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Ooh. message from the Lord. Jesus sent me to you. Are you ready to listen? Do you want to hear it? I've got a message from the Lord. Jesus sent me to you. Are you ready to listen? Tell me, do you want to hear it? Did I make a mistake when I called you? Should I have chosen another person or anointed another one? And how many times will I give you dreams and visions and powerful convictions? Still, you don't obey. The reason why I'm asking this question, you take it so lightly. You take me so lightly. If I give my life for you, will you give your life for me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? And if I shed my blood for you, what will you do with it? Will you despise my blood, or will you treasure it? What is the point of showing so much love when I get so little feedback from the person I love so dearly? I wanna know if it all means nothing to you. What I am saying doesn't touch you. You don't care about my mission. See, the reason why I am asking this question, you take it so lightly. You take me so lightly. If I give my love for you, will you give your love for me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? And if I shed my blood for you, what will you do with it? Will you despise my blood, or will you treasure it? His only begotten. Oh, whoever believes in Jesus should not perish but have new life. And God commended his love toward us. Oh, and while we were yet sinners, Jesus died on the cross for sinners. The reason why I'm quoting this scripture, it seems you've forgotten all about them. Oh, Jesus gave his life for you. What will you do with it? Will you give him your heart? And will you love him back? Jesus shed his blood for you. What will you do with it? Will you despise his blood, or will you treasure it? From you to an appreciative person who will not take my love for granted. And do you know how long I've been waiting? Have I waited in vain for nothing? Seems like you never really loved me. The reason why I'm speaking this way, you you, what will you do with it? Will you despise my blood? Will you treasure it? If I give my heart to you, oh, will you tear it apart? If I give my life for you, oh, 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 will you love me back? Will you love me back? Will you love me back? If I give my heart to you, if I shed my blood for you, if I give my love for you, if I send my son to die on the cross, if I give my heart to you, what will you do with it? Oh, what will you do with it?
Holy Spirit, He will give you the Spirit. Hallelujah. Wow. How many of you are ready for what the Holy Spirit is going to do in your life? Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you are in a very important meeting. And God is looking for somebody to touch in a very amazing way. May you be that person tonight. May your life experience a touch that will shift you from where you are currently to a higher level. If your amen is louder than your friends, your visitation will be greater. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Well, I just thought I should acknowledge a few people. I can't acknowledge everybody. Before I go ahead and introduce officially my father, I want to thank God for the life of my colleague and my brother in this region, Bishop Ishmael Fosu Sam. Hallelujah. You see, everything you see here was begun by him. Hallelujah. Amen. And many of us were birthed by him. I've been so blessed, if you like, to receive and inherit a very wonderful group of people. It is because he did a very great work fathering you all. I want to say thank you again, Bishop Sam, for the great work that you did here. Hallelujah. I also want to acknowledge Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Amen. Bishop in charge of the Adenta Council. Also want to appreciate my friend, my brother. I'll call you. Bishop Prince Kweku Adai. And then also Bishop Mousy is in the house as well. Reverend Ato Dixon. Many of you owe a lot to him. Hallelujah. And I also want to acknowledge all the pastors of the First Love Church. Give us a mighty wave. Members of First Love Church. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Lady Pastor Alice, my friend, and all the wonderful team that came along. God bless you so much. My father died when I was 8 years. And I don't have a lot of memories about him. But one of the things I remember was the times that he got home from work, from town. As little children, my twin brother and my sister, when we hear the sound of his horn, we would start singing and screaming, Dada has come. Dada has come. Dada has come. Dada has come. Tonight, I'm here to announce to you that our daddy is in the house. Hallelujah. You know, for the past couple of years, I've been telling you that he is coming. And tonight, he's here. Will you join me and let's welcome my father and your father, Bishop Dagi Wotmans.
Hallelujah. What a blessing. All right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Thank you for today and for bringing us here. Just place your hand on your heart and ask God to touch you today by His Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessedness of your holy words that are coming to us today to bless us. We give you praise. We thank you for the great blessing that you have for us. Tell God you came to receive at this miracle service, and you are definitely going back with whatever miracle God has for you. Thanks a million, Jesus, for your great blessing, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I now have bodyguards. Hallelujah. How many know that God has already touched you? Amen. It's a blessing to be here and to see the great works that you are doing here. And we've not been here preaching before, but we were here building. That is a blessing. That is a blessing. So, tonight, I believe, in the few moments that we are here, it's already late, but we're going to just share a few things from the Spirit. And I know that God is already blessing us. Amen. Amen. Are you excited that God is blessing? One of the things that the Holy Spirit is a river. And a river is one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit. So, whenever you see the Holy Spirit as a river, one of the things you learn to do is to flow with the river. Did you understand that? Flowing with the river is far easier than flowing against the river. Amen?
Amen.
Flowing with the river is far easier than flowing against the river. So, it's very important that we learn all the things that God wants us to learn by flowing with the river. You know, many times we want to flow with God. We want God to lead us. But we have to learn to be led by God. the most important ability that any of us should ever have is the ability to be led by the Holy Spirit. And being led by the Holy Spirit is not as easy as it sounds. Yeah. The Holy Spirit wants to bring us to good places. Amen. And He wants to bring us to places that we also desire to be in. Amen. So as the Holy Spirit desires to bring us into places that He wants to bring us, we have to learn to flow with Him in all that He is. And one of the things that He is He is a river. Now, a river always has a particular direction that it is going in. And it is far easier to flow with a river. I tried when I was a child to swim in a particular river called the River Rhine. Yeah. This river is a river in Switzerland. And when I got in the river, I found myself, I got in here, and I found myself going very somewhere else, far from my location where I wanted to be. Now, coming back was very difficult. So, one of the things you can learn about being led by the Spirit is that when you are not being led by the Spirit, you are always in difficulty going against what is happening. Do you understand? Because He's going here and you are going here. He's going here and you are going here. You always struggle. Struggles are a sign that you are not following Him. Are you there? Because if you are flowing with Him, with the Holy Spirit, every step you take, there's a little push with the step, like you are swimming. Like people may think you're actually a good swimmer, but really, you are flowing with the Spirit. You're not really a good, you go so fast. Yes, by flowing. Are you still here? I have a lot of sermons on the Poimano, Makane, a lot of things. You can listen to them. I'm just here to say hello to all of you. Hallelujah. So, I want you to flow. And remember, when you are with the Spirit, it's easier. And when you are going against Him, it's more difficult. Sometimes you can try changing direction to see which one is easier. And you may find out which direction the river is flowing. All right? Are you listening? Maybe you are in the church. you could join the church properly. Because there's a flow to join. It's working. But your pride will make you swim against the tide of what God is doing. Maybe God has called you to be a pastor. And it's like there is a flow. But you are going against it. And it becomes more difficult. So one of the things that leads you to know where you are is whether you are flowing with what God is doing. All right? And where you sense resistance, often you are not flowing with the Spirit. Now, over the years, God has used me to speak certain words which some people should have listened to more than they did, but they wouldn't listen. And it has led to more difficulty. Are you listening?
Yes.
Because if the Spirit is speaking through me and it's this way, it will be easier for you when you flow with it, because the river is going that way. Look, rivers are dangerous. They are very powerful. That's all this light we have is Akosobo. It's a river. The flow of a river that you don't fight rivers. You don't fight rivers. You flow with rivers. Yes. You know, one day I went to a river and I was given a little boat. The river was not a strong river. It was a mild, when you look at it, it's just calm. It was a type of lagoon-like river, but still it was a river because it was going in a particular direction. It was flowing. And they had this little boat with pedals. You pedal like a bicycle. So I said, oh, this one is easy. We go fit you. So I selected one. I said, how much is it? I said, no problem. And I got in. As soon as I got in, I experienced the flow going this way. Listen, by the time I understood the work that I was going to do to come back to where I started from, where the only place I could come back to, when I paddled and I came, almost I couldn't walk. Almost. Because to go against the river makes you struggle. Now, one of the definitions of a curse is sweating. Because the Bible says, in the sweat of thy, that was the curse. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. Sweating is a sign of the curse. And being released from sweating is being able to exit the accursed path. It's true. Rivers, you see, when I say rivers are powerful, I'm trying to also say that the Holy Spirit is powerful. Very powerful. It is not a good idea to go into a river that if you can't swim, even if it's shallow, that river, it made me tired. By the time I came, I said never. Just a little this way, you see how you struggle to come back. My wife was telling me yesterday about some people who went to America somewhere, from Ghana, Nigeria, and some other people. They had been selected, and they were taking pictures. And as they were taking pictures, somebody went back and stepped into either a river or a waterfall or something, and the person has died. You know, one time I was at the Zambezi River. Zambezi. Yes. The Zambezi River. And when I stood, here's the land. There's a river. I told the people that were with me, don't go near this place. It's very dangerous. If you go in and it takes you, that's it. It's very difficult to go against what God is doing. Very difficult financially. Difficult. Financially difficult. Maritally difficult. Spiritually difficult. Everything is difficult. Because you are going against the river that is flowing. It's a river. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. Remember, out of your belly shall flow rivers. This spake he of the Spirit. That's the next verse. He spoke of the Spirit. Amen. He was talking about the Holy Spirit when he was talking about the river. So, we are all better off finding out, Charlie, which way is the river flowing? And then we flow. You are flowing from today. You are flowing from today. Flow with God. Don't struggle. Yes. Many of you are young people. Don't struggle even for a day with your God. Don't struggle for even just a day. Don't waste your time. Just flow. Go and go where it's going. Yes. Are you listening? Yes. That's how come I'm here. I'm not struggling. I'm not struggling to be here. Am I struggling? There's no struggle. Yes. I'm flowing with the river. Yes. Serving God has exited me from the curse of sweating. So sweating is a curse. Yo. Yes. It's a road. Anybody in this world sweat. In the sweat of your face you eat. Just eating, not prospering, eating. That is why people work all their life. You see that there are times, what have you done? Eating. I mean, basically you have eaten. You have nothing in this world. How many people have you seen who have prospered on their salary in this world? Like, they work somewhere, this is the salary, and through that they prospered. Even people at the bank who have very high salaries. How many? That's why the word of God says, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Because it is only a supernatural thing that can lift you out of the sweating and the struggling. Amen. Flow with the Spirit. Flow with the Spirit. Humble yourself. Yeah. You know, sometimes something that we criticize, that's rather what is working. Yes. That is why sometimes I say about Archbishop that he's a great person. I've seen him apologize many times. That's one of the things that strikes me about him. Many times. The first time I saw him apologize, which is to say he was in church at a teacher's hall. They didn't have a church building. I don't know he came to the church and he said, you know, he wants to apologize about something. That was the first time. I had not seen a pastor apologizing before. Yes. One day something happened. He came to me to apologize to me. And to show that he was so serious, he called Bishop Sakin and told him that this is what I'm saying. Yes. Some of us are in difficulty because you are going this way. The river is going this way. How many years will you say, look, you know something? Sorry for going this way. I'm going this way. How long will it take for you to turn around? When I started the National Association of Charismatic and Christian Churches, NAC, the National Association, initially, the Archbishop was not happy with the idea of what I was doing. Then he suddenly changed his mind. And on the day of the inauguration, he came to the inauguration, came with money, came with an offering. You did. Brought the money and donated and supported it. Yes. You take. He saw the flow of the river. And he just turned around and said, no, I've been paddling in this direction. The thing is going this way. How long? I pray that what I'm sharing with you today will help you to be led by the Holy Spirit in your life. Yes. I pray that what I'm sharing with you will help you to be led by the Holy Spirit in your life. I pray. It takes humility to recognize what God is doing and sometimes go against what you've been doing. Yes. Are you with me?
Yes.
Your life. Look, do you know as I'm speaking now, they are building hospitals. They are expecting people to be sick. Can you believe it? They are expecting people to be sick. Seriously ill. And they've started construction to prepare for it. You see, there are things that are here in this world that, whether you like it or not, is here. And that is why in every road we have U-turn, exit, left, come park, rest stop. They are expecting people to wee-wee. That's why they have rest stop. Expecting it. Your mistake has been already anticipated by God. Your mistake has been anticipated by God. And he has prepared U-turns, exit, right, parking, everything on the way for you. So, humble yourself financially. Maybe your father had a communication center, and that is the main business that you've given yourself to do. Communication center is now past. What do they call it? Is that the right? Huh? Space to space. The way you go and make international calls. Come, sir. Yes. Look, you have to humble yourself. And it's no more. Internet cafe. It's finished. You have to go there. At first, you go there to get internet access. Now it's on our phone. We are moving with it. So you need to start turning around and flow with the river of what God is doing. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? Fantastic. Now, Isaiah. Chapter 2. I was telling you that I'm not speaking for long, just sharing a few things with you, and then we pray. I'm going to pray for all of you. Isaiah chapter 2. And it shall come to pass, verse 2, in the last days. Do you remember the last days? When Peter said, these men are not drunk, but this is that which was spoken of the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days that I'll pour out my spirit. The last days are a particular season in this world. Amen.
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 It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. You see, the mountain of the Lord's house. A mountain is something you can't easily move. It's a great thing. So the Bible is calling the Lord's house the mountain of the Lord's house. So it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. So it's a mountain which will be on the top of the mountain. That's why it's not easy to spoil churches. Like this church, somebody wanted to spoil it. Not easy to spoil a church. A mountain which shall be established in the top of the mountains. Hey. Many orangus are surprised when their sabotage doesn't work. And shall be exalted above the hills. Young people, I don't know what you came to do here. But I tell you, this is the flow. This is the flow of God. In the last days, it's all about church. The church is what will work in the last days. Yes. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills. So if you want to be involved in anything great that is going to be established, look, I started by explaining the river. This is the way the thing is going. Why don't you just flow with the thing and flow? The last day is about church. Yes, last days is about church things. Yes. Church is what is working. You see that your communication center is not working. Your internet cafe is not working. Your company is not working. Most of the banks in Ghana are bankrupt. They are just pretending. I don't know what brought you here, but I'm here to tell you, go on in the spirit and flow with what God is doing. And if you have already gone this way, tell me. That's why I gave you the example of Archbishop. He's a man I've seen turn around many times. Oh yes. Just like this. You just turn right now. It's happening. I'm going with it. And all nations shall flow unto it. It's not going to be one nation. That's why Lighthouse is becoming more and more international. More. All nations shall flow into it. This is what's working. Look, you know, I had so many things to share with you. What I want to tell you is that, Charlie, the church is what is working. Flow with building of the church. I was 25 years old when I became a pastor. 25, this same church. That's what is working. I don't want to mention in the microphone companies that were there that are not there now. I don't want to mention most of them are in Tema. I have the idea, it's on my lips. Some of them used to sell cars. Some of them were shops, businesses, different things. They are not there. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and exalted above the hills. As for me, I'm giving myself to build churches till I die. That's why I haven't been ill. As it's working, I've heard of it. It's okay. Yes. That's why I'm done. Yeah. I've heard that it's working, so I'm okay. I'm building more churches. More! That's my work. Till my last breath. I'm building churches everywhere. Everywhere. The mountain of the Lord's house. the mountain of the Lord's house. Established in the top. That's why some of you are down, because it was the flowing up was church work, and you are flowed down. It was going up in the top. It would have been at the top. One day I went to Malaysia. When I came out of the plane, many airports, many countries, I was met by somebody who welcomed me. When I was going, I saw arrivals. He told me, "No, you are not going to arrivals." I said, "Where I'm going?" He said, "You are going through this door." When I entered the door, there were some people there. They greeted me, "You are welcome to Malaysia." I said, "Oh, I have to go to immigration, man." "Please, you are now a VIP here. You will be a VIP when you serve the Lord and you build His house. You will be a VIP. You will be a VIP. You will be a VIP." Sit down. You've given yourself to the wrong work. I'm showing you what is working. I know. Verse 3. "And many people shall go and say, 'Come, let us go up to the internet cafe.'" "Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord." This is in the last days. So this one is working. I'm talking about flowing in the Spirit. "To the house of the God of Jacob. And He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." This is what is working. I said, this is what is working. If you want to be rich, if you want to prosper, if you want to be happy, I don't know what you want, anything that you want, write three things that you want to do. All the three are connected to the church. All three. I said, write down three things that you are looking for. All the three are connected to the church. Why would I be welcome as a VIP in Malaysia? Is it because I'm a doctor? It's because of the church. Yes. One day I was in Yokohama. Do you know Yokohama? You are not into church like I'm into church. If you were into church like I'm into church, you would have seen a lot of things at the top. Because the mount of the Lord's house is established at the top, not at the bottom. It's established at the top. Those who want to see the top, see the church. Yes. I came down from the room with my wife. We came to the lobby of the hotel. And I told her, do you know the exchange rate for yen? Japanese yen. Is that the currency? Japanese yen. I asked her, do you know that? She said, the exchange rate is on the board. So I said, how much is our room? Do you know how much our room is? Because I was seeing the figures and I thought I wasn't seeing it correctly. Yes. 500,000, 500, 5 million. I don't know. It has a lot of zeros. So I told her to calculate. Although she's not good at maths, I told her to calculate it. She calculated it. And she told me, our room one night is $5,000. Yeah, to sleep in it. One night is $5,000. That's 20,000 Ghana to sleep on one night. So I told her, your maths, you know you have a problem with maths. You know you have a problem with maths. So your maths weren't good at the time. Go and calculate it again. She did it about 3 times. Same answer. And I checked it myself. The room I was sleeping is $5,000 a night to sleep. Not $100 or $150 or $60 or $180 or $200. 5,000. We were there for about 4 days. At the top of the mountain. You'll be there in Jesus' name. You have been following the wrong work. I'm telling you, you have been following the wrong work. I've been following the wrong work. Yes. You see, I've been in full-time ministry since I was in Achimota school. Yes. Full-time. People told me, Brother Dad, take your time. Take your time. I said, how can I take my time? When the mountain of the Lord's house is at the top there, how can I get to the top there by taking my time? One brother said to me, Brother Doug, do you think you will get to heaven by being a skeleton? Because I was always fasting. I used to fast and I stand in the sun to pray. And where I was standing was a desert. It was actually a quarry for digging stones and sand. Red, there's no tree. No tree. And I stand 12 o'clock to about 4:35. I was stand in the sun with fasting. Even my color changed. Brother Dad, take your time. I should take my time. About what? Not about the church. Maybe about something else. You have missed your way when the river is going here. You are going in another direction. That's why most of the things that are seen at the top, you have not been seeing them. You start seeing them now. I said you start seeing them now. Sit down. Many people shall say, come and let us go to the mountain of the house of the Lord. He will teach us his ways. Amen. Amen. Are you excited about that? Yes. Fantastic. Turn with me to Jeremiah. Chapter 30. Verse 18. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents. Yes. Or even if we read from verse 17, I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh. In Hebrews 12, the Bible says, where we are come unto Mount Zion. That's where we are spiritually, at Zion. Thus says the Lord, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling place. And the city shall be builded upon her own heap. Amen. Are you there?
Yes.
This is what God is going to build. He's going to build, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. You see, when you are flowing with God, you'll be thanking him always for what he's doing, which is because his river is going that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the voice of them that make merry. Look at this. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I'll also glorify them, and they shall not be small. This is the prophetic destiny of God's church and God's people. So when you don't say, I will multiply them, they shall not be few. In the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains and exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people will come and say, let us go to the house of the Lord. He will teach us his ways. We'll walk in his paths. I will multiply them. They shall not be few. You have missed your way when you have not found yourself working in God's house and working for God's church. That's what God is doing. I want to encourage you. The man who made this ceiling, God bless you. You invested in the right place. I hear one of your church members. Yes. God bless you. You invested in the right direction. Look, I'm getting older. As I get older, I'm more happy that I'm doing church things. Oh, yes. Yes. You know, sometimes as you get older, you regret. As I'm getting more happy that this is what I'm doing. Yes. You will be happy too. I saw the river was going this way. Don't prevent your child from serving God. Don't deflect a young person who wants to serve the Lord. Don't divert them. Don't make comments. Don't say negative things. Don't cast insinuations. Don't use intimidation and invisible radiation to direct the child away from serving God. This is the time for the church. Acts chapter 2. Acts 2. Somewhere down there, verse 41, it says, and Peter preached, and 3,000 people were added. 3,000. Is it amazing? That's the mission of the Holy Spirit. As soon as the Holy Spirit arrived, people got saved. So flow with the Spirit. I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and as the Spirit is poured out, salvation starts. It's an instant salvation with the presence and flowing with the Spirit. That's his mission. So, saving souls. Building churches, doing his work. That's it. We need more pastors, more people to give them. I'm showing you what is working. If you like, you can ask some of my older lay pastors. Many of them didn't follow what I said, and many of them cannot say that they've prospered. Yes, they cannot say it. No, they can't. When I preach, if you listen to the today's podcast from a First Love Church, you hear testimonies. People that despise me, they are saying what you said. Listen to it, even if it's not about church things. What is working is the church. You used to work for Ghana Airways. Stand up. You. When you were also working for Ghana Airways, you were not working for Ghana Airways. You are working. Where is Ghana Airways? I don't want to say much. I don't want to talk. She used to work for Ghana Airways. She was always bringing me these drinks into my house. Yes. That is the main thing I miss. She had these special drinks that she used to bring from the flights. When she goes abroad, she brings it. And I was enjoying it. But she was clever. She saw that the main thing that is working is the church. And she jumped into the river and started praying. Hey! And some people saw her swimming, and they thought she was a good swimmer. But it's not that you are a good swimmer. That is where the flow is flowing. Isaiah 2:2 says, and all nations shall flow. Not grow. All nations shall flow into it. Isaiah 2:2. All nations shall flow. It's about church flow, not even church growth. Church flow. Wow. Acts 2, 3,000. Holy Spirit, oh. The river, oh. Then 3, there's a great miracle. And the miracle finishes at the end of chapter 3 and chapter 4, around verse 4, 5,000 people are saved. The river. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. Now they are counting on. But when you get to the next chapter, they've stopped counting. Chapter 5. He said, multitudes. Multitudes. Acts chapter 5. He said, multitudes were added. Multitudes came to the church. He said, Jay here. Multitudes. Yes. Acts chapter 5. All believers were added. You see, at first they were even bothered to 3,000, 5,000. But by chapter 5, they stopped counting. They said, look. Only look, only and it's uncountable. No one year, what can they do, Charlie? Uncountable. Yes. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. Better find yourself in the river and be moving along, and then you'll be telling people, Charlie, I'm good at backstroke. Meanwhile, it is not backstroke, oh, it's that you are just flowing. You are just flowing in the river. Then, chapter 6, it moves into multiplication from multitudes to multiply. Meanwhile, you are going into subtraction and division. When God has entered multiplication stage of church flow, instead of becoming a pastor, letting the young ones also become pastors and start churches and preach. You think I'm against education? You can ask all the children. I educate them. I pay school fees. I personally pay school fees for so many of them. I send them to school. When I came to First Love Church, a lot of the young men were nurses. And I called them. I told them, look, if I was not feeling well, I wouldn't like you a bony man to be my nurse. It's not the right job. You are going to become a doctor. And I've sent them all to medical school. And I paid some of their fees for them. I'm not against education. As they are going to school, they are doing the work of God. And as they are working, they are doing the work of God. I said, I've been in full-time ministry since I was in Achimota school. What do you mean? Brother Dad, take your time. I said, I won't take my time. I'm flowing with the flow. From 3,000 to 5,000 to multitudes to multiply. That is your story in Jesus' name. And then it's going further. To Acts 13, it said, almost the whole city. Almost the whole city. Almost the whole city. Acts 13, around somewhere down there. Almost the whole city gathered to hear Paul in the ministry. Almost the whole city. He'll come up with it. You are too slow. Has he found it? Yeah. And then next Sabbath, that is next Sunday. These are attendance. Oh. And then I can't get 3,000, 5,000, multi, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of the Lord. And you are still doing internet cafe. I said, you are still doing internet cafe when the whole city is gathering to hear the word of God. This is the river. The river of God's power. When the river entered this world, the power of God entered this world. The church began and souls were saved. The power of God. This is what God is doing. Charlie, join on. Whatever your work is, join. Yes. We are not after people to pay. Don't be thinking of full-time as in collecting salary. Consider yourself as full-time in your heart. There are people, they do more. My driver is a bank manager. Yes. Yes. He's a manager of a bank. Yes. That he drives me. Yes. Some of you can't even get a driver. I'll see you at the top. I'll see you at the top. Stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. Are you excited to be part of something that is working? We are going to fill the country with churches. And you are going to be one of the wonderful people that God is going to use for this work. Yes. Pastors, there is no better job than to be a pastor and to do the work of God. Be glad. And more people must join. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, thank you for the call of God to serve you. Guide us by your mighty spirit into all truth. If you are here today and you feel God has called you to serve him, you are not a pastor, but you feel that God has called you to serve him, to become a minister and to preach, I want you to come to the front. I'm going to pray for you quickly. All right. Just start coming and stay where you are. Now lift your hands. Lift your hand. There's no space. No one, nobody should move anymore, please. Hello. Stay where you are and lift your hand if you are coming to the front. I'm praying for all of you. Because the Holy Spirit made me to pray for you. Put your hand on your heart like this. Like this. And pray, pray, just pray, start praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your great blessing, your great power. Father, touch every heart here today and let us be released into your work. Raise up many, everyone that is in front and laying hands on his heart. Arrest each heart and let there never be a departure from this great call. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone here that is praying this prayer, I pray for them and intercede for them for your word to be established and your call to be established in their lives. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Don't move. Stay where you are. Whatever sickness you have, pain you have, put your hand there now. Let me pray with you. I'm the Lord that healeth thee.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
I am the Lord,
your healer.
I sent my word and I healed your disease. You are the Lord. Sickness is right now. I'm going to pray with you. Whatever problem you have, Father, I thank you for miracles right now. Touch every person here with your supernatural hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise every dead thing by your power tonight. Receive it now. Receive it now. The power of God is coming into your life right now. Father, I thank you for many miracles that are taking place at this time. Thank you. Satan, I curse you. I rebuke you. Come out of the people, wicked spirits. I drive you out. Barren spirits, wicked spirit, lying spirit, spirit of death, spirit of sudden death, spirit of accident, spirit of hurt. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Your power is finished tonight. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. Lift your hand and thank God right now. He's the Lord that healeth us.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord.
thank God that this simple prayer, God's power has entered into your life tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for healings. Thank you for your great power that is displayed today in the name above every name. I cast every knee pain. I cast every wickedness. I cast admission to hospital in Jesus' name. Wickedness of the enemy is broken today. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Father, thank you so much. Right now, wherever you are, I want you to check yourself. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Whatever problem you came with tonight, I believe Jesus has done something in your life. Father, thank you for so many wonderful miracles. Thank you for your blessing today and your healing in the name of Jesus. Right now, wherever you are, if God has touched you, maybe you had a pain, but the pain is gone off. You can sense that something has happened and Jesus has touched you. Just raise up your right hand this way. Just raise up your right hand. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, you can sense that something has happened. Jesus has touched you. Just lift up your hand. God bless you. And then you can come to the front. The rest of you can go back to your seats. If God has done something for you, wherever you are, everyone still stand up please for a moment. If God has healed you in any way, just come quickly. I want to pray with you in the front here. Take a couple of testimonies. Just come quickly from outside, wherever you are. Just come. Something happened. He touched me. Come on, let's sing it again.
He touched me.
Wherever you are tonight, if God has touched
me.
And all the joy. And all the joy. Something happened. Sit down, please. No more movement, no unnecessary standing. Sit. What is this, doctor?
For 3 weeks, this young man has had severe knee pain.
Pain is the knee.
The hospital, the knee medication, the pain persisted. But tonight, the power of God touched you. Tell us
what happened to you.
Yeah, like I was just there and then I felt some sharp pain in my waist. So like I couldn't walk for about 3 weeks. So I went to the hospital. They gave me some drugs, but yes, the sickness persisted. So as of now, like when Bishop prayed, that I felt now I can't.
Pain is gone.
Yeah, my waist affected my waist and then they affected my legs, so I couldn't walk.
Doctor, what is this called? What is this?
You could have had what they call lumbar radiculopathy.
So,
yes, it can cause radicular pain.
Started from here.
Back.
he affected my leg, but I couldn't walk.
Oh, it started from here and went down.
From spondylosis of the lumbar spine with disc compression. But the power of God has corrected all this.
What the doctor is, radicals.
Yes. Radicals that move from the back. Nerves, many of them.
Radicals.
Yes.
It moves from the back and comes through the legs.
Yes.
All the way down.
All the way down to the toes.
So if something happens here, then the pain moves. You see, we know pain. There's a word we use as doctors, that where is the pain radiating to? That will let us know what it is. So when somebody comes and mentions something that we've not heard before, like you say, well, the pain comes, and then it moves to the right, then it moves left, then it comes, you say that one is not in our books. But when it comes from here and then it moves down in a particular, that's exactly where the nerves moves. So we know that it is from the spine, it's from the compression of the nerves at the back. So, and is the pain gone?
So now I can.
You are trotting.
Yeah.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. God bless you. Let me pray for you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. What is this?
This young man had severe pain in the upper part here. We call it epigastric pain. Tell us.
Or not, if I like I want to eat, I cannot eat properly because I've been feeling the pains in my part of my chest.
This part is called the epigastrium. Epigastrium. So that's why it's called epigastrium, that the pain is at a particular. That's why we study anatomy, because we have to know what is everywhere. When you point here, it's this. When you point here, it's this. When you point here, everywhere you point, we have to know as a doctor. So he's having epigastric pain. So doctor, what is this?
This is likely what he's describing, like peptic ulcer disease.
Yes.
But it could also be reflux oesophagitis, or acute cholelithiasis or cholecystitis, or acute pancreatitis, or subacute. Sometimes you can have hepatitis centrally located and coming up.
Wow.
So all these things all up here, and the power of God entered here, and the pain is gone.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap.
Bishop, you can see. Tell us
what happened.
About 3 days today, I can't see. Even I came to the church, I was watching the screen, but tears coming out. Well, after you pray, and I can see that everything is gone.
At first, you couldn't do what?
I can't see.
You can't see.
Yes.
And now.
Now I can see after.
Now you can see after the prayer.
Yes, please.
Wow, that is what we read in the Bible. I couldn't see. Now I can see. Where were you sitting? Where were you? Just and you couldn't see the screen.
Yes, please.
You couldn't see the screen.
Yes, please. Tears was coming out. I was watching the screen, so I come and couldn't see you as you were preaching.
As I was preaching.
Yes, please.
And after the prayer.
After the prayer, I can see. Now I can see the light.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What is this?
This is acute conjunctivitis. You can see the redness of the eyes. Likely also to be venial conjunctivitis. He said when he looked at the screen, he had pain with tears coming. It's a typical symptom called photophobia. Yes. God is healing him.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap offering?
I used to experience some pains in the legs.
Which part of your leg?
The 2 feet. And it used to swell. Ref prayed for me some time back. The swelling stopped. But as time goes on, I used to feel the pain. But today, I'm totally healed.
Wow. Pain in your feet, and
yes,
your feet
please.
Were swelling.
Yes, please.
Wow. Swelling feet is a serious symptom. And he was having swollen feet and pain. And the pain is gone tonight.
Yes,
whatever sickness, liver, kidney, heart, electrolyte imbalance, I curse that sickness in the name of Jesus. You are here.
Yes.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. What is this?
For 3 months now, I've not had my menses. It only comes in the cloth of blood. But after
3 months,
yeah,
but you are not pregnant.
No, it only comes in the clot of blood. After the prayers, I felt that I was wet, so I went to the urinal to check out. Then
give the Lord a mighty clap. The woman with the issue of blood, she was bleeding and she felt that the bleeding had stopped. In this case, she was not bleeding, and then she suddenly realized that you see, if you are not a woman, you will not understand it. You know, you may not know what it's about. You don't think, you are not able to think too far. But if you are a woman and you are supposed to bleed and you don't bleed, it's a problem.
3 months.
And if you are not supposed to bleed and you are bleeding, it's also a problem. Hey! Whatever gynecological bleeding disease you have is healed tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a mic.
Since morning, my head was aching me.
Yes. Your head.
But when Reverend Bishop prayed right now, I have God healing right
the
now.
The head is healed.
Yes.
Oh, come, my dear. Thank you, Lord, for your healing in Jesus' name. How many have ever had a headache and you realize that no, I'm not.
You can't think far.
You can't think far anymore. This young lady is healed in Jesus. What? How old are you?
20 years.
20. What school do you go to?
Mahiam Secondary School.
What?
Mahiam Secondary
School. Mahiam. Where is that? Tema Newtown. Is it a boarding school? Day. We will be coming there. Huh? You've completed. Oh, but now I've heard the name, so I will be there. My Kadela, my him means what? I need something or what? Me here, my here, my here, me here, me here. You are healed, my dear. Give the Lord a clap up.
What is this? Bishop, for 6 years, this young girl, 6 years, she's had severe pain. Which side? Here or here? Both sides. Severe pain on the side here. It comes very sharp and stops. Tonight, she had the pain, but when you prayed for her, suddenly the pain she'd had for 6 years is gone.
6 years. Pain is healed.
Whenever it comes, I can't breathe at all. So I have to, every time I was admitted to the hospital for a whole month.
You were where?
I was admitted to the hospital for a whole month.
One whole month. Wow. And is the pain gone tonight?
I can't feel it anymore.
Father, thank
He's
you.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. And He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Lift your hand and say it again. He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a
God has touched this lady. She had severe lower abdominal pain for 2 days. Severe, very low pelvic pain. She came with a pain, but after you prayed, the pain just stopped suddenly.
Pelvic inflammatory disease.
Pelvic inflammatory disease healed.
Father, thank you for your healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Pelvic inflammatory disease, usually the down things that are there can be inflamed for various causes, and it causes a lot of pain and other things. What is it?
Oh, I fell down about 8 months now, and inside my bones, I feel always, if I come to church, even clapping service is difficult for me, but at the time we were playing, I felt okay.
Whatever will kill you is blocked today in the name of Jesus. Heart pain.
He couldn't breathe because of pain in the chest.
Three years.
3 years.
Yes.
3 years.
Yes.
Can you breathe now?
Yes.
Breathe. Let's see. Is the pain gone?
Yes.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yes.
Wow. Doctor, what is this?
It's gone. It's gone.
This could be a musculoskeletal chest pain, or also a pleuritis, inflammation of the pleura, the covering around the lungs, which if it's inflamed, you have severe difficulty in breathing.
Yeah, when you breathe, it's very painful.
Yes, pleuritis.
Pleuritis. Thank you, Jesus, for healing power. Give the Lord a mighty offering. He wants us to pray for his child. What is he? Can't walk. Cannot talk. Is that your child?
Friend of mine.
Son of a friend of yours. Yeah. Stretch out your hand towards this baby. Cannot walk, cannot talk. Jesus, show mercy, we pray.
Yes.
For your kindness and
thank
your healing.
You, Jesus.
Mercy for this child. Heal the legs.
Heal.
Speak. 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 Speak in the name of Jesus. Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.